Helium, by the way, is a gas that was used to pressurize the fuel in the tanks of the Vernier engines to force it into the combustion chambers. Now that it's landed, the helium has been released into the lunar vacuum so that it will, not by any accidental chance, start up the engines again. The battery charge current, the output current, regulated output current goes into the various electrical systems. Solar cell array voltage, the solar cells are no longer pointed at the sun. They're getting about half as much sunlight as they would in their best position, so their current output of the solar cells will be down to less than an amp. The main battery pressure, the batteries are pressurized. They're sealed and pressurized. That's monitored by the sequence of measurements now coming through. Solar panel position is measured at this time. The charge regulator temperature is measured. Current calibration. The polar access position, the positions of the various joints for the rotation and hinging of the solar panel and the planar array antenna. These are all monitored in this series of measurements. Next item will be to start in with the checkout of the cameras. Turn on the power and so on. They're now waiting for that sequence of commands to be cycled through while the data from Clavigator 4 is being checked. There is anticipated to be quite a bit of power still left in these batteries. We are waiting an update on the exact measurements of the amount of power left in the batteries. This amount of power that remains in the batteries will determine how long we can operate without having to rely on the solar panel and without having to recharge batteries. The erection of the solar panel is something which normally would be done after we had already taken a series of television pictures. So up until that time, we're relying primarily on battery power. After that, there will be some waiting time as the Earth turns, since only Goldstone will be used, or it is planned at least at the present time, to rely on Goldstone to receive television pictures during the rest of the time to allow the solar panel to charge up the batteries if the solar panel can be erected to its proper position. For the camera test, turned off the engineering commutators and turned on mode 7, telemetry data. Now in receipt of the mode 7 data, which is necessary for the proper checkout of the camera information. This is the first step in the sequence of checkout of the camera. The next step will be to turn on the iris servo motor. This is a motor which adjusts the lens opening, the lens iris. The temperature of the television system is 30 degrees, quite nominal, excellent, in fact. The commands will be skipped to turn the filter wheel. Filters will not need to be stepped. And we are now turning off the camera power for the present. In a few minutes, we'll turn it back on again for the first check of the pictures. The command to turn off the survey camera power has now been sent. And saw the summing amplifiers in the telemetry system are now turned off also. The system has been checked out. The first check has been made. I have now the exact time of the touchdown. The touchdown occurred at Pacific Daylight Time, 11 hours, 17 minutes, and 37 seconds. Repeat, the touchdown time of Surveyor on the moon, 11 hours, 17 minutes, 37 seconds, Pacific Daylight Time. The station, the Goldstone Station, has just now been commanded to reconfigure its setup to receive the 200 line picture data. The arrangements of the data processing system at Goldstone to accept and process provision type of data. This is now underway. So the next step when this is completed will be to turn back the survey camera power to go into the 200 line mode of transmission, to turn on the iris servo motor again, and then to start a frame, a picture frame. We're now waiting for these commands to be sent as soon as the station reports itself in readiness for the 200 line television transmission to come through. In the standard sequence of events, the time allowed for this is approximately 6 minutes. But the station has right now reported itself ready. The station has reported itself ready to receive 200 line television. And the command link between the operations area here in Pasadena and the Goldstone site has now been turned over to the Space Science Chief, Jack Lensley, who will now direct the commands for the first television picture. He is now directing the station to turn on the camera power. That has been sent. Camera power command on has been transmitted. The next command will be the telemeter indicates it's on. The next command is going out to turn on the 200 line mode of transmission in the spacecraft. We are waiting verification of that mode. The command will be to turn on the iris servo motor. That is now being sent. It is sent. We are now waiting. The next command will be to start the frame. The camera is now warming up. We are standing by for the start frame command. Now waiting the start frame command.
Public keyboard. Enter and execute 1100.
The command has been directed from Space Science Area. The command has been sent to start the frame. We anticipate that this, as we pointed out, this first frame may not be the best possible, but the frame has been started. We are receiving a picture. Video is being received. It is now coming through.
Found the spacecraft.
Picture is now coming through. Quite bright. You can notice the moon behind it. It's very dark. As anticipated, the contrast between the moon and the planet is dark. mottled area of the moon behind it. The space area, space chief is now directing the change in iris from the iris setting of 22 to an iris setting of 5.6 in order to be able to get a better picture of the dark area.
We will now correct the iris in order to view the terrain. Roger. Moving forward. Enter.
The iris change command is now being sent. Space science reports that the shadow positions indicate that the sun position is indeed as indicated. We are now beginning the stepping of the iris motor. We are starting another frame.
Excellent, Space Chief. Understand we did not get ID in that last frame.
We did not get ID?
That's a correct. No ID.
Roger. Yeah.
The picture will gradually degrade because of the scan converter. That's a piece of equipment here in Pasadena. It's not the camera on the moon. The scan converter attempts to hold the image that it gets and continually replay the same image over and over again, and gradually it loses its memory. The picture begins to wash out. That's a function of the scan converter system here. It has nothing to do with the photograph on the moon. Also point out that the standard television set that you're watching this on has about 512 lines across the screen, so it is capable of showing more detail than is in a 200-line picture. As a matter of fact, you can see the actual lines in the 200-line picture. They're far enough apart so that you can actually pick out the lines in the picture by looking at a regular 512-line TV screen. And here, if we do get into 600-line mode, this should look very much like a regular television picture when it's reproduced by the scan converter. And point out that this scan converter does indeed stand in between the pictures which return from the moon and the pictures you see on a monitor. The actual data is displayed here in a number of different ways. The scan converter is not used by the scientific group. They use instead photographs that are made directly from the electronic signal. And in a number of different ways, these photographs are reproduced, and customarily, in fact, invariably, they turn out with considerably better quality than the pictures that have been processed by the scan converter. So you can anticipate that the photographs that will be available as actual photographs will be of higher quality even than the one you've just seen on the monitors. We are now sending through more commands to operate. We are stepping the mirror. We're going to step the mirror a few degrees to the right and then up. We are then going to close the iris down two steps. These commands are now being sent. The mirror has been panned right 12 degrees and panned up 5 degrees. And we are now sending the next command to start another frame. Send it. There is an Omni antenna. That is the surface of the moon, and it's on one of the Omni antennas in view. This is the. This is very likely on the A that you're looking at, indicating that it is now extended, if that is on the A, and below it, the surface of the moon.
Do we have any time on that?
And the space science area has been directed to order the camera back to its original position.